Now, there is a Christmas hymn. I always want to say, when I refer to a hymn, I always want to say to an old hymn. Okay, but the truth of the matter is this one's not so old. Okay, probably written in the 50s, 70s, even newer than I thought. It's a relatively new hymn. And we used to sometimes sing it at Christmas. We do still sometimes sing it at Christmas. It goes like this. It begins with these words. Some children see him, that is Jesus. Some children see Jesus, lily white. It goes on to say, some children see him bronzed and brown with dark and heavy hair. It says some children see him, Jesus, almond eyes. And some children see him dark as they, and oh, they love him so. The song says the children in each different place will see Jesus' face like theirs, but bright with heavenly grace and filled with holy light. What the song wants us to understand is that we all have a tendency to recreate the Master so as to claim him for our own. We want to think of him as being like us. We want him to look as we do. But the truth is the matter is that he will not conform to any culturated notion or expectation that we might have. In fact, the author of the book of Revelation, chapter 1, beginning at verse 8, saw Jesus in heaven, and he described Jesus this way. John the Revelator wrote, I turned around and I saw Jesus standing among the lampstands which represent the churches. Catch this now. He was dressed in a long robe which reached down to his feet with a golden sash around his chest. I just have to stop here before we go. Did you ever wonder why the Pope dresses the way he did? Likes to wear those white robes. There it goes. Comes right from Revelation. His head and his hair were white like wool, as white as snow. And his eyes were like blazing fire. His feet were like bronze glowing in a furnace, and his voice was like the sound of rushing waters. In his right hand he held seven stars, and out of his mouth came a sharp, double-edged sword, and his face was shining like the sun in all its brilliance. Now you hear me. In heaven today, Jesus does not look like me. In heaven today, Jesus does not look like you. He doesn't look like any of the things we imagine him to look like today. There in heaven, he is revealed in all of his glory. No human race or kindred can claim him. For he is now as he was before, pure God of pure God. And we will see him soon in all his glory. Amen. Now, folks, that's what Peter and James and John saw on the day about which the scripture Harry read to you speaks. That day, Jesus took Peter, James, and John up on a mountain to pray. It was just 1 week after Jesus had told them that some of the disciples, would not die until they had seen the kingdom of God. That day, as those three men knelt beside Jesus in prayer, before their very eyes, Jesus changed. As they watched, Jesus gave up his earthly appearance. Before their eyes, he ceased to be a man. I might add a 30-year-old Jewish man. And he took on himself the appearance that will be his, that is his now, in heaven. He took upon himself the appearance of which John spoke in the book of Revelation. As they watched, Jesus' face began to shine like the sun. As they watched, Jesus' hair became as white as snow. As they looked at Jesus, his feet began to glow like bronze in a furnace. And as they watched, his clothing changed and began to glisten like lightning. Yeah, let it go. Before their very eyes, Jesus' earthly form slipped away, and he took on him the glory which he now has in heaven. And as they watched, two men came to talk with Jesus. Now somehow, we don't know how, they never saw him before, but somehow the three disciples knew who these men were. They recognized them as the great lawgiver of God, Moses, and the great prophet of God, Elijah. And these men, too, had about them the splendor of God's kingdom, the splendor of heaven. The scripture says that they appeared to them in glorious splendor. And they talked with Jesus about what was to come. They talked about with Jesus about what lay before him in that special city of God, Jerusalem. How he would go there and be betrayed. How he would die. And then, praise God, raise again. You ready for this? There's a couple things I don't want you to miss here. I can't go on until I do this. Number one, Jesus always keeps his word. He said to them, some of you standing here today will not taste death before you see the kingdom of God. And here we are, 1 week later. And what happens before their eyes? Jesus takes on the appearance that he will have in the kingdom of God. And he kept his word because those three men saw into the kingdom of God that day. You get it? Jesus never says anything that you can't count on. What Jesus tells you is absolutely certain. Jesus always keeps his word. Got it? Point number two, get rid of your cultural views of Jesus. Though some of us in this room today want to see him lily white, though others of us are determined to see him dark as they, though there are some of us here who want to see Jesus with almond-shaped eyes, forget it. Get rid of it. For he has given up that appearance that we want to confine him to and taken upon himself the full glory of heaven. He will no longer appear like us. He is now the resurrected King of glory, pure God, of pure God, and when we see him, we will see him as he is in all of his glory. And number three, it is at that very moment in time, at the moment about which we are speaking, that everything in history changes. From this very moment on, at the moment when he's prayed on that mountain and changed in form, when he talked with Moses and Elijah about what was going to happen to him in Jerusalem, from that moment on, Jesus is deliberately marching to the cross. He will no longer allow himself to be distracted by anything. Those who would betray him may betray him. Those who will stand against him may stand against him. But he will not turn from the call of God upon his life. He has become the Messiah who is marching to his end, knowing that God will fulfill his plan for the salvation of mankind through him. He will not be distracted. It's right here, right at this moment, that BC becomes AD. For now, the cross is in the center of it all. Jesus is marching deliberately to Jerusalem. Now that last point, that point number three, is effectively driven home by the text itself. See Peter, don't you love Peter? I mean, if there is ever a wayward disciple, it is Peter. If anybody can ever get himself in a stew by what he says and does, he is so much like me. I love him. Okay, there's hope for me if Peter made it. See, right then at that moment, Peter gets all caught up in what he sees. And he says to Jesus, you know, it'd really be a good idea. We're so good we were here. I know just what we should do. Let's just build three booths, three shelters, a monument. One for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah. So we can commemorate this moment forever. Isn't that a great idea? See, Peter did not want to forget what had just happened to him. There on his knees, he had been able to look into the kingdom of God, and he saw the full glory of Jesus. He had seen Jesus in all of his glory, and he never wanted to forget what had happened there. So he wanted to build this really nice monument there, this place, so that every now and then, when he really felt religious, he could go back there and remember what had happened. The Bible says he didn't understand what he said. At the very moment when Peter was saying to Jesus, we've really got to get some monuments up here, big time, better start building, a cloud, a scary cloud, enveloped them. And from the cloud, a voice rumbled. This is my son, the voice said. Listen to him. Oh, you hear me now. Hear me. There is no agenda on earth. There is no plan of man so important. There is nothing in this world which is above the word of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. So do not allow those people outside of there to grab hold of your imagination and to suck you in to their way of thinking. Do not get caught up in the agendas of this world. Instead, you follow Jesus. You listen to the words of the Son of God. You put before your eyes every moment of every day the cross. And you see before you the great tomb stone rolled back in the grave empty. And you live every moment of your life in expectation of that moment when the sky will roll back like a scroll and Jesus will descend from heaven in all of his glory and touch his foot to the earth in Jerusalem. It is not what's happening now that matters. Keep your mind in the Word and your ears open to the voice of God's Holy Son. Amen.